thanks to the American Film Institute for, ever since 1966, 67, creating this place where talented and gifted young people and not so young people can come to learn the tools that they can use in order to help us see better films. Hollywood may not welcome you, but Hollywood needs you. And I'm looking forward to reviewing your films. In this group of people here are filmmakers who will make Academy Award-winning films, filmmakers whose films will be remembered 1,000 years from now. 1,000. Think if we could see any film at all, even a 5-minute camera on the street from the year 1000. And this last century that we went through is the first century that is recorded on film for people to see as long as there are people who want to see them. So you will be recording your times and our times after all of us are gone. And the motion picture is the most important art film ever devised by the human race. That's because it is the art form that creates more empathy than ever other than any other. It creates our ability to step out of our own shoes. One of the marks of civilization is to be able to somehow step outside your own mind and your own experience and understand what it is like to be a person of another race, another age, another gender, another nationality, to have different physical capabilities, to have different beliefs. And when I go to the movies, for 2 hours at least, I have an out-of-the-body experience. If the movie is working for me, to some degree, I am that person on the screen. I forget my social security number. I don't know where I parked the car. I am having vicariously an experience that happens to someone else. And that makes me a better person, or it can make me a better person. And I sincerely believe that to see good films and to see important films is one of the most profoundly civilizing experiences that we can have as people. That when we go to the theater and empathize with those people who are not ourselves, it makes us better people, more broad-minded, more able to understand what's right with the world and what's wrong with the world. Now, there are also films that are unworthy. There are films that are merely entertaining. I mean, I'm the guy who gave thumbs up to The Day After Tomorrow. I love the tidal wave. I mean, if you want to see a Russian tanker floating down Fifth Avenue, you've got to go see that film. I mean, that's... But on the other hand, when I saw Monster, which is made by a graduate of this institution, I was so profoundly moved that I told Richard Roper, who loved it also, we have to do this not a week early, not 2 weeks early. We have to review this 3 weeks early to get the word out there, because this is a movie. These small films like this, these independent films, get lost. They have to compete against $60 million advertising campaigns. And the word has to get out that this is important. And I believe today, as I said, that Charlize Theron in that film gave one of the greatest performances in the history of the cinema. But in a way, it's a misfortune that her performance was so great that it drew attention away from Patty Jenkins' achievement as the director, because that was a great film. And for her to be able to put her mind and her imagination into the life of this person who had been cast away by society, Eileen Wuornos, and to see what her life had been like and what made her that person who committed those murders, that person who society rejected and whose social workers never came into contact with, that person represents many people in our society who have not enjoyed the benefits that they should have in this world that we live in. And so to call her America's first serial killer as if she belongs in the Guinness Book of World Records isn't enough. We have to try to find out who that person was. And that film helped me to find out who that person was and where she came from and how, in a way, our society helped her hold the gun that committed those murders. So that's what a great film can do, and that's what Patty Jenkins did, and that's what Charlize Theron did, and that's what many of the people behind me have done with their films. And that's what you guys are going to go do, and I can't wait to see you do it. Thank you.